cast down demons in my name.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Psalm 119, and as we continue in this psalm, we're going to go up to verses 176. It has 176 verses. Psalm 119, and we are now in Psalm 119, verses 113 to 120, and it's headed by the letter Samech. That's the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So we see, people of God, in this psalm, this is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or phrase. So we see in this case, people of God, a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters. And a letter heads 8 verses, which is a stanza of the psalm. So we are going from stanza to stanza. So we are now in the letter Samech, which is the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Samech. And if you are in your Bible, you can look and see that letter, and you see the drawings of that letter. So we see, people of God, the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, that Samech, it means to lean upon, support, or uphold. To lean upon, support, or uphold. And we see the Word of God is what we, as God's people, can lean on. The Word of God is our only support. The Word of God is there to uphold us. So we have an anchor in the Word of God. Jesus Christ himself is our anchor. So we're going to be looking on Psalm 119, 113 through 120. Let us pray and begin. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here, to hear your word and to understand that you're calling us back to your word. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will stir up in us a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, that we will be people, O God, who will seek you through your word. And as we seek after you, we will find you if we seek with our whole heart. So I pray today in the name of Jesus, we will not take it lightly, these words that you are sending to us, but we will understand, O God, that you're calling us back to your word. You're calling us back to your revelation to us, your special revelation of your word to us. And we pray today as we go through this psalm, mighty God, we will be stirred up to draw closer to you. Have your way in us, O God, we pray. Let your word, O God Almighty, be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. And help us to continue, O God, to eat of your word, to digest your word, and to live by your word. So we thank you again for your word to us. And we thank you for all those who took time out to come to hear your word. And we pray that a blessing will be upon your people this evening as we continue to look to you by faith. Let your word, O God, continue to lead and guide us as we acknowledge you this evening. For without you, we can do nothing. So we come completely dependent upon you. Teach us, Holy Spirit, and guide us into your truth so that we can live according to your will. Father, we thank you for your presence with us and what you are doing in this season. And we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we see, people of God, as we continue in Psalm 119, so much we are learning about the Word of God. And God's revelation to us comes through his Word. And we will see different words used for God's revelation. We will see Word, we will see law, testimony, way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment, all these words we will see in this psalm. And this is showing that God is calling his people back to his word. So as we go through the Hebrew alphabet, which heads 8 verses, we are also learning the meaning of these Hebrew letters of the alphabet, so we can have a better understanding of what God is saying to us through his word. So we are going to turn to verse 113 of Psalm 119. And we are looking at we are using the New King James Version. Psalm 119, verse 113. The word said, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. People of God, the psalmist is saying, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. So people of God, we have to be single-heartedly devoted to God's word. We can't be double-minded, people of God. We have to come to that place where we are single-heartedly devoted to the word. He said, but I love your law. And when we start to love God's word, people of God, we will be single-heartedly devoted to God. So knowing that his word is true, we will allow God's word to transform us, to reform us, to reshape us, so that we can be like Jesus. We hate the double-minded. So we're going to look on what Jesus says in Matthew 6:24. Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and materialism. You cannot have two masters. So we have to decide, people of God, we have to come to that place of making a decision. Is it God, or is it the world and its system and materialism and money and all those things? We cannot serve two masters. Jesus said, we will love one and hate the other. We're going to be loyal to one and disloyal to the other. So we can't be double-minded. So we have to have the mind of Christ and be single-heartedly devoted to God. So we have to listen to what the word of God is saying to us, people of God, and adhere to the word of God. The word of God says in James 4:8, he said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So we cannot be double-minded, people of God. If we're double-minded, our hearts are not pure. But James said we must purify our hearts. If we're double-minded, purify your heart if you're double-minded. So God's word is telling us that we cannot be double-minded. We have to be single-heartedly devoted to God. It's God and God alone. We want him to be master. We want him to be Lord of our lives, people of God. We don't want to have two masters. You cannot serve two masters, Jesus said. Either you're going to love one and hate the other. You cannot be double-minded. You cannot be of two kingdoms. People of God, we were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. So we have to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We have to know that we are no children of light. So we can't be of the two kingdoms. It cannot work that way. So the psalmist said, I hate the double-minded. I hate the double-minded, but I love your laws. So the psalmist realized that those who are double-minded are not of God. So we have to be single-heartedly devoted to God, loving his words and doing his words. So we loathe or hate those that are of two opinions, double-minded. Their hearts are divided, people of God. But I love your words. I love your words, the psalmist said. So we have to understand that we have to love God's word and be completely submitted to the word. We have to lean upon the word for support and allow the word to uphold us. For the word is spirit and it is life, people of God. Look on verse 114 of Psalm 119. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. The psalmist says, you are my safe place. I trust in your word. You are my hiding place, oh God. You are my hiding place and my shield. I trust in your word. So we have to understand, people of God, that God is our hiding place. And as the word reminds us in Psalm 91, 1 to 2, the word of God says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So he is our refuge and our fortress. He is our hiding place. You are my hiding place, oh God. You are my place of refuge. You are my place of refuge. You are my secret place. In you I dwell. So people of God, we have to come to understand that God himself is our secret place. Jesus Christ himself is our secret place. So in him we dwell. In him we abide. We want to abide under his covering. We want to abide under his covering, people of God, and we will be safe. So we want to have an hiding place in Christ Jesus. He is our hiding place. He is a rock that cleft for us so we can hide ourselves in him. So people of God, we have to hide ourselves in the Lord, and we have to trust his word. Trust the word of God, people of God. Only God's word is trustworthy. Look at verse 115 of Psalm 119. Verse 115, New King James Version. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Stay away from me, the psalmist was saying, you workers of iniquity. Stay away from me, for I will obey the words of my God. So we have the purpose in our hearts, people of God, to obey the word of God. Many will want to lure us away from the things of God. But we, as God's people, have to know and stay away from those people and ask them to stay away from us. Stay away from me, you workers of iniquity. I won't keep company with you, for I will obey the words of my God. People of God, wicked people, evildoers, don't want to obey the word of God. But we as God's people need to know and make up in our minds that we will obey the word of God. The psalmist said, for I will. That means he has purpose in his heart to obey the words of God. So we as God's people must be able to stand up and to say to evildoers, depart from me. Depart from me. Stay away from me, you evildoer. For I will keep the commandments of my God. You're not up to no good. Stay away from me. We need to be bold, people of God, and to tell evildoers to stay away from us. They're not up to any good. They want us to stray from the word of God. But the psalmist said, for I will obey the words of my God. Look at verse 116 of Psalm 119. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, the psalmist was saying, according to your word. So the word is able to uphold us. So we see, people of God, when we look at the letter Samech of the Hebrew alphabet, the 15th letter, it means to lean upon, to support, or to uphold. And look at what the psalmist said. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. So we as God's people have to understand that the word is here to uphold us. The word uplift us. Uplift me with your word, that I may live, and don't let me be disappointed in my expectation. And remember, people of God, Jesus Christ himself is our living hope, and in him there is no disappointment. So his word is able to uplift us. For the word tells us in Romans 5:5 that hope maketh not ashamed. So hope doesn't bring any disappointment. So don't, the word, people of God, should be at the forefront of our minds each day. The word should uplift us. The word should uphold us. We should remember God's word each day and walk each day, people of God, hoping and living in hope, living in confident expectation that our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. He is with us. He has prepared the way for us. He, people of God, is covering us. He is making intercession for us. His Holy Spirit is here praying for us according to the will of the Father. We are covered on every side, so we cannot be disappointed. We cannot be disappointed in our hope, in our expectation. So we want to be people of God who stand up and stand up, knowing that it is a word that is upholding us. It is a word that gives us life. It is the word that is our support in this life. So let us continue to hold firmly to God's word, and the word will continue to uphold us. For the word of God reminds us that he upholds us with his righteous right hand. So we want to know without a doubt in our hearts that we are being held. We are being held by God himself. He holds our right hand, the word of God tells us. So we want to know that our Abba Father is holding us, and he is lifting us up. When we can't walk, he lifts us up, people of God, and help us to stand. He helps us to live by his word. He is the one who helps us along the journey, and there's no disappointment in him. Look at verse 117 of Psalm 119. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. So the psalmist said, hold me up, lift me up, and I will find safety. Lift me up, God, and I shall find safety, and I will obey your laws, your written laws, constantly. Lift me up. We need to cry out to God and say, God, lift me up. Many times we are feeling down. We feel like we can't even make another step. But we need to cry out to God and say, Lord, lift me up and help me to stand. Lift me up, and in you, I'm going to find safety. For you are my safe place. And people of God, the word of God reminds us in Isaiah 41 verse 10. The word said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do we remember God's word, people of God? Let us remember these key verses in the word of God. God promises he is going to uphold us. He promises us not to be discouraged, not to be fearful, for he will help us. He will uphold us with his righteous right hand. So let us continue, people of God, to be confident in the word of God. Let us not cast away our confidence, which has great recompense of reward, but let us continue to stay steadfast in the word of God, to lean upon the word of God, and to know that the word upholds us. The word of God supports us. Look at verse 118 of Psalm 119. The word of God says, you reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You reject all those that stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. So the psalmist was saying, you turn away from all those who move away from your law, for their deception is falsehood. So God, turn away from those who turn away from his law, for their deception is falsehood. Their whole life is false, people of God, because they have turned away from the word of God. They have turned to their own thoughts. They are living according to their own ways. They are not allowing God to direct them. So they have turned away from the laws of God. Their whole life is deception. Their whole life is false. It's fake. Because, people of God, they are living according to their own ways and not according to the ways of God. So, people of God, we have to understand that there are people like this in the world who do not want to have anything to do with God. Those are the ungodly people. So the psalmist was saying, you turn away from all those who move away from your law. Turn away from them, oh God. So we see, people of God, There are people, ungodly people, who do not want to have nothing to do with the Word of God. And we have to be very careful that we don't keep company with these people. So we have to understand, people of God, there are some whose hearts are so hardened, they don't intend to change. But we, as God's people, must continue to walk according to His Word and to walk according to His will. Look at verse 119 of Psalm 119. The Word said, "You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimony." You put away, you banish the wicked off the earth like waste. They are like dross, waste. "Therefore, I love your words." And we see, people of God, the wicked is only here for a time. And we see the Word tells us in Psalm 37, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." So we see, people of God, they are here today, they vanish. They are cut away, they put away, the wicked off the earth like dross. So we have to understand, they are vanished out of our sight like dross. And many times we are worrying ourselves. The psalmist said, "Don't fret yourself because of evildoers. Don't be envious of them, because they shall soon be cut off." And the Word tells us that God will cut them off. And we have to understand that we cannot fret ourselves about them. They look like they are prosperous. They look like they are doing well. But they are only here for a time. You hear about them today, tomorrow you don't hear about them anymore, because they are cut off. So let us continue to be faithful to God. Let us continue to hold firmly to His Word. Let us continue to walk as children of light. Let us continue to do God's will. Sometimes it seems like nothing happening at our end, but let us know that God is always faithful, and He promised in His words that He will never leave nor forsake us. So He promised, people of God, that He will help us. He promised that He will sustain us. So let us continue to hold firmly to His Word and to do His will. Look at the last verse that heads this stanza. We're going to 120, and we see we are looking at the letter Samech, the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It means to lean upon, support, or uphold. And we're looking from 113 to 120. So we are now at 120, which is the last verse in this stanza. So we see verse 120 of Psalm 119. It says, "My flesh trembles. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment." My flesh trembles for fear of you. I shake in humble reverence of who you are, and I fear your justice. I shake. My flesh trembles. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I'm afraid of your justice. I'm afraid. People of God, we have to understand that God is a just God. He must punish sin, but He's also a God of mercy. So when we call upon Him and say, "Lord, be merciful to us. We have sinned and come short of your glory. We have turned from your ways. Be merciful to us." People of God, He will hear us and He will be merciful to us. So we want to be people who truly trembles at God's word. The psalmist said, "My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I'm afraid of your justice. I'm afraid of your judgment. I shake in humble reverence of who you are, O God, and I fear your justice." People of God, God is a God of justice. He is God. So we, as God's people, must know who He is, must know His attributes. And when we know that He's a God of justice, but He's also a God of mercy, we will call out to Him for mercy. Look at what the Word said in Isaiah 66:2. Isaiah 66:2 says, "For all those things my hands has made, And all those things exist, saith the Lord. But on this one will I look. On him who is poor and of a contrite heart, and who trembles at my word. I'm looking for this man or this woman who will tremble at my word. We stand in awe of God's word. We literally shake at his word. Are we literally shaking at his word? God is calling us, people of God, back to his word. Where we purpose in our hearts to obey his word. We want to be that man that God is looking for, that woman that God is looking for, who is of a poor and contrite heart and who trembles at his word. So we as God's people must understand God is calling us to be walking in humble reverence to who he is, to his word, and to lean upon his word for support each day. And to remember that his word upholds us. For he promised in his word that he will uphold us with his righteous right hand. So let us continue to feed on God's word. And let us continue to know within our hearts that God's words uphold us. It uplifts us. It revives us. And it gives us hope. We bless God for his words this evening to us. And we will stop here and go on to the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That's the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We'll do that next week. And that's Ayin. Ayin, which means I. And we're going to be looking on verses 121 to 124. And as we go through God's word, let us go through it timely and ask the Lord to illuminate his word to us so that we can go forth in revelation knowledge to do the will of God. God bless you all. Thank you all for coming on to this program and listening. And I pray that your hearts have been blessed. And those who are saved, I pray and trust that you have enough food here this evening so you can eat and be filled up with more of Jesus Christ. And I pray for those that are not yet saved that they will come to a saving knowledge of who God is. So we stop here this evening. Let us pray and close. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for calling us back to your word. We thank you, O God Almighty Lord, that you are able to help us to be obedient to your word. So we pray, Holy Spirit, you stir up in us a heart of obedience, that we will purpose in our hearts, O God, not just to be hearers of your word, but to practice what you say. So we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for upholding us with your word. Lift us up, O God, we pray, and help us to stand. To stand firmly on your truth and to walk in humble reverence of your great name. We pray today in the name of Jesus that we will be people who tremble at your word, literally tremble at your word. When we hear your word, O God, we will know, mighty God, that we must reverence your word and we must walk in obedience to your will. So we thank you again for your word to us. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. And may your name be glorified as we pray and give thanks. We pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.